Okay, so to address the question, how do I know that what I'm having bitachon in Hashem for is really what He wants for me, is really what is ultimately truly what's best for me? That's a really great question because, as we've learned so many times from many Torah passages, we really don't know the ins and outs of Hashem's workings and calculations in the world. And if Hashem decides a certain path for an individual, maybe that's best for him or her. And in the many areas of our lives where we might want things to be a certain way, how do we know that that's really good for us? Maybe the other thing's good for us. So if a person doesn't have money, maybe it's good for them not to have money. It could be, once you bring in the concept of Gilgulim, for example, that a person has lived in a previous reincarnation already, and maybe they did everything right. And one day, when they came back to the heavenly court, they were told, "Listen, you got to go back to the world, but the one thing you got to suffer is poverty, because that's something that you didn't do so well in this lifetime. That's the only thing you got to do. This is your mission in this world." So now, this person's mission is to suffer poverty. That is what's good for them. So how is it that we should be having bitachon then to not have poverty and to have the money that we need? And in a similar way, you can ask, not just by bitachon, but bitachon and tefillah are very intertwined. How can you daven for anything? You can ask the same question. How can you be davening that you shouldn't be a person who's struggling financially, that they should have all the finances they need? Maybe Hashem doesn't want them to have those finances. And this is just one example. The question that you're asking about, how do I know I want to come live in Eretz Yisrael? I don't know how to make it happen, but I'm going to daven for it, and I'm going to have bitachon that Hashem can absolutely make it happen. But again, how do I know that Hashem wants that for me? Maybe there's many other calculations why He doesn't want me to come live in Eretz Yisrael, or the many other calculations, other questions in our lives. This is really a fundamental question about how bitachon works and how tefillah works. So we mustn't forget tefillah, because tefillah is something that's much more relatable for many of us, just because we've learned over the years that you're allowed to and encouraged to daven for anything and everything. But bitachon is a less explored topic, and for numerous reasons, which I'm not going to go into right now. But really, it comes out the same questions you can ask about tefillah or bitachon will apply to the other one also. So the first thing to know is that, regardless of the questions that we have, as always, when we want to find the truthful perspective, we look in the Torah. And there are, so two perspectives I'd like to share. The one perspective is, there are countless examples from the Torah itself where people in the Torah had certain needs, and they didn't say, "Let it just be, maybe it's for the best," but rather they davened and they had bitachon in Hashem for the way they wanted it to turn out. So, for example, just take Rachel Imenu. Just one example of the many, many, many others. She couldn't have children. So the one approach that she could have taken could have been, "Okay, this is for my best. Hashem has His reasons and calculations. I shouldn't get involved in that. And let it be." And not even daven for it to be different. She did not take that approach. She davened, "But Hashem, I want to have children," for whatever motive, for whatever reason. And this is one of the many, many, many examples. And this concept applies again. I'm highlighting it again because it's very important not to forget. It applies both to tefillah as well as to bitachon. Again, there's intricacies, exactly what the differences between tefillah and bitachon are. Simply speaking, davening to Hashem and relying on Hashem that He's going to make it the way I would like it to be, the outcome to be. And there's many examples in me, which I'm not going to go into now, but again, in the ser in the Transform Your Bitachon series, we go, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to get through all the examples, many of the examples from the Torah, where you see in many midrashim, where not only about tefillah, but also about bitachon, you see how many, many people in the Torah had absolute confident bitachon in Hashem for the things they desired. So that's just one perspective. Regardless of whether we understand this or not, we see from the Torah that there are many examples where they had bitachon and davened for the things they wanted. They did not just say gamzu letova. There's, of course, that perspective also, and especially on hindsight, that is the time to tap into gamzu letova, kol ma David rachman letava avid. Everything Hashem wants is for the best. That's on hindsight. You look at it, however it played out, that is, of course, how Hashem wants it to be. For going forward, the perspective is, as we see from many Torah passages, is I'm allowed to and I'm encouraged to have bitachon and to daven for exactly how I would like it to be it to have parnasa, be it to come to Eretz Yisrael and that it should work out with everything that needs to work out, be it to find a shidduch, or be it whatever other areas that a person is dealing with. That is one perspective. The other perspective is, Bezrat Hashem, at some point, hopefully we can get to it in maybe a future series. But for now, you can just either Google it. Just you can Google, or you can just look online for Psukei Bitachon, or they even have Sfarim today in English also, for Psukei Bitachon, Psukim of Bitachon. We don't realize how there are literally thousands of Psukim in the Torah where Hashem is telling us, please rely on me. Please rely on me for your needs. Rely on me for all your things. You don't have money, you don't have this, you want to come to Eretz Yisrael, you don't know how it's going to work out, all the other things you need, please reach out to me, rely on me for your needs. So regardless of whether we understand the reason or not of why Hashem is telling us to do this, the bottom line is that He is telling us to do this. He's telling us to rely on Him without any shadow of a doubt. And again, there's tons and tons and tons of sources. And in our, in the Transform of Bitachon series, we're going to be exploring a lot of them. And there's many more. It deserves a whole series in its own right. Like I say, you can just search up Psukei Bitachon. Just, it's a study in its own right, just to see how many Psukim all over the davening, all over the benching, all over all the brachas. It's all about Hashem telling us, please, and many. Trust in Hashem forever. You know, and then when we learn the Mefarshim that they speak about, that having Bitachon in Hashem is ultimately to have Bitachon for our own needs, not just for knowing that Hashem can do it, but also relying on Hashem that He will do it for us. Then you just, and you apply that to all the psukim, you just see it's literally left, right, and center. So those are just two perspectives. Number one, again, you see from many examples in the Torah itself, from many personalities, that they had bitachon in Hashem for the things they desired and they saw as good, and they dove into Hashem for those things. And secondly, you see the Hashem Himself in the psukim telling us, commanding us to have bitachon in Him and to daven for our own needs and our own desires. So just a little bit of a perspective to the reason. Again, the full reasoning, obviously, it's Hashem's, like any mitzvah, we don't have to understand Hashem's mitzvahs by any means. It's Hashem's mitzvah and it's way beyond our understanding. But to share just a little bit of a beautiful perspective, and that is the, there's a beautiful passage in the Leshem, which we're going to discuss in part 5 of the Transform Your Bitachon series, Bezrat Hashem. And there, the Leshem says an amazing, amazing little piece. He just says, there's, just to paraphrase what he's saying, he says there's passages in the Torah where it's clear that Hashem wanted people to have bitachon. So for example, let's just take one of the examples he brings. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you must go, and he reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush, and then he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you must go reveal yourself to the Jewish people and do everything that you need to take them out of Egypt. Now, that was a big feat, not simple. Who says they're going to believe me? Many challenges of the Mitzrim and Pyro, etc. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu had bitachon eventually that Hashem was going to help him do it, and he went ahead with it. He went ahead with the plan. But now you could argue, in that situation, okay, it's very easy to have bitachon because Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to go and do that. If Hashem would command me to go now and come live in Eretz Yisrael, even if it seems like that's what specifically the question you're asking about. Hashem would command me to go to Eretz Yisrael, even if it seems like it's not going to work out. If Hashem Himself would tell me, obviously I'd do it. So this is an amazing passage in the Leshem that just gives us, again, a fundamental understanding of what bitachon really is all about. The Leshem says, the fact that we have so many psukim about Hashem calling on us to have bitachon shows us that Hashem desires that whenever we have a real need, a real desire for something, He wants us to rely on Him. Because otherwise, if that wasn't the case, why would it be that it's all over the psukim, all over the Torah, that Hashem says, you have a desire, you have a need, please rely on me. Please come forward to me. He doesn't just say, only when I reveal myself to you in a prophecy, in a dream, or whatever, like at Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning bush, then have bitachon in me. No. Anything you need, anything you desire, you should have bitachon in me about. Again, we got to learn all the sources. There's many, many sources. But like I say, it's literally all over the place. So the Leshem says, you see from here that anything that you need is the same as if Hashem came to you and told you to go do that. So when you are desiring now to come live in Eretz Yisrael and somehow making it work with the rest of the family and the rest of the dynamics and the rest of everything that you need, paranosa and everything for it to work out, it's the same as if you have bitachon for that, it's the same as if Hashem's coming to you and telling you, this is what I desire that you do. Once you have bitachon in Hashem, it's the same as if you already came in an explicit command and revelation that that is what's good for you to do. And just to share a little bit more of a perspective on this very deep but fundamental question about bitachon, ultimately much, much more important than what we want to happen is the bitachon itself. So we know, for example, the Gemara says by the imais, why did Hashem make the imais barren? Not because it's not because they wanted children, so then they had to tap into bitachon. Hashem wanted them to get to the ultimate pinnacle, which is bitachon, to rely on Him, to daven to Him, to reach out to Him, and therefore, as a by the way means to get to that, He made them have a struggle to not be able to have children. So the goal, the end goal, was not having children. The end goal was having bitachon. So the end goal is not having parnasa. The end goal is not making your way to Eretz Yisrael. The end goal is not getting out of whatever problem a person might be in. The end goal is having bitachon in Hashem. It's not that a person's in that situation and they don't know how they're going to get out of it, and they don't know how to get what they need or want, and now they have bitachon. It's the other way around. Hashem wants you to have bitachon, so He's giving you an opportunity to need things so that you should have bitachon. And when we understand that, we realize that's how we realize how you can and should have bitachon for anything. Because it's not about getting the thing that you want. That's almost a little detail in the big picture of things. Of course Hashem can give you. Hashem can make it that even if in theory, according to the law of reincarnations and other things and other way things work out, it should be better for me to not have parnasa. It should be better for me to not make my way to Eretz Yisrael. In one second, Hashem can shift things that the whole pattern and way of the whole story works out that it is best for me to have that. In one second, Hashem is so great. Hashem can do anything. But again, it's not much greater than getting the thing that I want is having bitachon. So just when we understand that, then we realize that the whole goal and point is having bitachon and reaching out to Hashem and davening to Hashem about things, it's so much easier to understand how Hashem, how it's not just okay, but Hashem is calling on us and commanding us to reach out to Him specifically for the things we need and desire. Because again, it's not that I suddenly need things and now I should reach out to Him. Hashem, the end goal is have bitachon in Hashem, reach out to Hashem, rely on Hashem completely. Now I have to find things in my life that I need, that I want, etc. And then I plug in, oh, this is an opportunity to fulfill my mission in the world. And then as the Leshem taught us, when you do that, it's as if Hashem gave you an explicit command to do that thing. Hashem said to you, I want you to daven for your parnasa because that's what I want you to have. So the only area it gets a little bit tricky, which I'm not going to go into now because it deserves a whole discussion in its own right, and it's not necessary even to get into for most questions. When a person is committing an outright sin, so we know again in one of the sections, I think it's part 7 of the Transform Your Bitachon, we discuss can a sinner apply bitachon, and it's very clear from many Torah sources that even a sinner can apply bitachon. Bitachon is completely independent of our mitzvahs and averes. However, the question here is, can a Rasha who's on his way to sin, sounds very radical this question, but it's discussed, believe it or not. Someone on his way to steal, he's on his way to steal, commit an outright Avera, which certainly, regardless of the discussion about Bitachon, there's going to be tremendous consequences for. There's going to be punishment for that. But can he ask Hashem to help him steal, that he shouldn't get caught? So again, I'm not going to go into that right now, because even that is a discussion in its own right, and that's where it gets tricky. That's where the understanding gets tricky. But assuming that your desires are something which are not an outright Avera, it's not an Avera, it's either Parav or a Mitzvah, it's a person wants Paranasa, a person wants to be able to have food on the table, a person wants to be able to find a Shedach, a person wants their child to go on a good Derech, a person wants to come live in Eretz Yisrael, a person wants to live in another neighborhood, or whatever it might be, all those things where it's not an outright Avera, there's nothing to talk about. You're absolutely not only allowed to, but encouraged to have Bitachon. Unfortunately, this topic is not discussed and explored enough. I've gone into that at different points for different reasons why. But this is what bitachon, the opportunity of bitachon, when we realize we have this weapon, you realize you have everything in your hands. You literally have this magic potion in the world that Hashem wants you to have in this world, you know? So like I say, back to the original question, how do I know Hashem wants this particular thing that I want for myself? How do I know Hashem wants me to be, you know, I want to come live in Eretz Yisrael. I want to make it happen. This is what you're asking about. How do I know Hashem wants it for me? So again, even if it's not about that, once you have bitachon for that, Hashem wants that for you. That's how it works. And again, I try to give a little bit of a background understanding based on the Lishem and others, but even if we weren't to understand that reasoning, it doesn't matter. It's in explicit psukim. It's all over the Torah. This is exactly what Hashem wants. So Bezrat Hashem, we should all be privileged to not only tap into Bitachon to get what we need, but much deeper than that, to really fulfill our mission in this world, to really succeed in our Bitachon.